You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, coming to you from Laguna Beach today. Thank you for tuning in. I have been glued to a documentary today. I've been telling the guests behind the scenes about it. It's called Sins of Our Mother, the Lori Vallow documentary. I just found it so interesting. So that's what I was doing before we got on the show here, is Netflix and chilling. But thanks for tuning in. We've got a great panel today of different topics. Some people you might have seen before giving you updates. And the first one we have today is Shane Hyman. Shane, how's it going?
Hello, hello, hello. It's going extremely well. How are you, Monique?
I'm good. I'm good. I finally came up with the name. And you know what? We got your Next Level card here. I'm loving the new logo.
Excellent.
Next Level. So for the viewers and listeners who don't know who you are or aren't familiar with your brand, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
All right, perfect. Well, I'm Shane Hyman. I'm the founder, CEO, and president of Next Level Global Solutions, Inc., which is a pre-IPO software publishing technology startup. And we are a Black-owned company that's on the pathway of going public on the New York Stock Exchange. We pride ourselves on taking our current software solutions as a service to go to the market and help small and medium-sized businesses with digital transformation. At the same time, we're using our software solutions to develop platforms to help members of underserved communities also benefit from digital transformation. So we're working on both sides of the equation, and we're strategically using the equity and our SEC compliant pre-IPO company to incentivize the members of the underserved communities to come into our platform and learn and grow and help develop the economy, help develop the workforce through these solutions.
Wow. You know what? I think that when you look back and this becomes a big success, that's going to be a really long caption to put on your tombstone that you pulled this off. No, I'm just kidding.
So for us, I'm going to need a big one then.
You're going to get a big, yes. But for us that are a novice in the stock exchange and understanding equity within a platform like this, a startup like this, give us the quick 1, 2, 3 for people who are still learning about this space financially.
Very good. Well, you'll find that people like Damon John and Robert Hershevek, all the people from Angels and Investors, Shark Tank and all of that, they talk about pre-IPO companies. A private company before it goes public on a stock exchange is historically the largest producing investment. Okay. This is a vehicle that generates wealth. And the only unfortunate part about it is it's been designed for only the wealthy people to continue getting more wealthy. And none of us small people have had an opportunity. So that's why we're passionate about it. We're using some of the new laws that open up the opportunity for us to do this for average people instead of just the rich getting richer.
Great, great. And, you know, I can't think of a better month than Black History Month to speak about this and yes. Wealth and inclusion. And I have my coffee mug here, Black History, Bright Future. Okay, so Shane is one of those people who is very much about moving forward, recognizing that there was a past, hoping to heal from that, but paving our forward path for ourselves and for others. And what a very smart way to use technology and a system that's been in place financially to help merge the wealth gap. Can you talk to us a little bit about your origin story with the brand and how this all came about?
Well, the origin story with the brand starts with my personal story. The fact that I came from the foster care system, born addicted to drugs, went from home to home before ultimately getting adopted. And, you know, I was very fortunate and I grew a desire to want to give back. Now, through the course of my career, I did a lot of software. I did marketing, advertising, sales. And, you know, I wanted to try to find a way to give back, you know, how I could develop a system to help impact other people. And just recently, over the last few years, I was able to join a Black-owned business accelerator program where I learned about how to set the company up the right way, how to be legal, how to be compliant, and how to take those steps, you know? So that's the origin story. I just basically took all my desire, all my experience, everything, and wrapped it into this company, into this brand, because, you know, it's now. We're ready to go to the next level. And it takes these type of solutions. It takes this type of drive and passion to get it done.
Yeah, wonderful. And I like that you are very transparent about your origin, and you took us all the way back, which, you know, on paper, you shouldn't be where you are from a lot of people coming from a foster care system and being addicted to drugs as a young baby, right? Like how did you do that, Shane? Did you just have a vision and you knew that you were going to have a good life for yourself? How did you create that in your mind? So young.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, even just being a kid, you know, I was able to look at the landscape. I was able to look at the dynamic of my life and just be appreciative of it, you know? So it just kind of came naturally to want to do things that were outside of the box, because I recognized that my situation was outside of the box. So, you know, that it's possible to be on the other side of statistics, you know? And since I believed that, even as at an early stage, it just opened up those doors. I always wanted to push the envelope. I always wanted to do what hasn't been done, because that is me, and I am that.
Nice. I love it. You know, there's entrepreneurs born every day, or people who think they're entrepreneurs and can really handle something like this. For someone that is going into the financial space and the, you know, the Bitcoin financial online space, what advice would you give to these people, and what are the must-haves as an entrepreneur in this space, would you say? Give me some characteristics of what these people would have to possess.
Well, you know, in order to be an entrepreneur, then you have to have diligence, okay? And you have to be able to create habits that you engage in consistently over time. You got to have some backbone. You have to have perspective and endurance, so that way you can get through and undergo entire processes. You can't just be about instant gratification. You have to recognize the value in delayed gratification and build yourself up to endure and get it done. That's key. Now, with that being said, when it comes down to blockchain in any financial market, it takes time. You need to learn it. You need to understand it. You have to find balance between taking risk and being cautious. And that's why with Next Level Global Solutions, we're focusing on a hybrid business model where we combine both centralized and decentralized finance solutions into one platform. This DeFi space is uncharted, okay? Centralized, we know about the stock exchanges. So we want to make sure that when people come through our system, they can learn, they can grow, and they can build through stability.
Yeah, that's really, really good and smart that you're hitching your train to a track that we already know where that train goes. I mean, it's really, that was a horrible analogy. You're hitching your idea to something that is already established. And I wonder what this time next year will look like for Next Level Global Solutions. What do you think?
Well, this time next year, we should have a increased amount of users who are inside the platform. We should have an increased amount of engagement that those users are interacting with as far as the solutions that we built into the platform. And through that engagement, we should have some results charted. So, you know, a big part of what we're doing is research and development. And when we attract people into our platform, it's basically a digital research facility. You know, we can't say that we want to make huge waves and do phenomenal disruptive things like close the wealth gap if we're not going to be willing to undergo the process that I just talked about, to endure all the way through to the end. And that takes research, okay? That takes optimization, adjustments, you know? At the end of the day, we're not saying we have all the solutions to clean all this stuff up, but we're saying we have a process and we are committed to doing it all the way through to the end until we figure it out.
I love it. And that, I think, another, I would use a descriptor of having grit. You have to have grit to be an entrepreneur, especially in the space you're in. In the entertainment business, you have to have grit. I think we've got another guest coming on soon, and she's in a field. You have to have grit. So I love that. And if you possess any of these characteristics, if you're looking for something to start, join Shane and his team. Shane, I think the next time you're on, we should do a whole show or at least half the show where you walk me through. You know how you shared your screen. We'll have to talk and see how that can happen. But I want to join your platform on air so people can see how they can do it. What do you think?
That sounds phenomenal. I would love to do that.
Okay, so we're going to do that really soon because Shane's going to be on a few more times this quarter, so or in the next few months. So we'll definitely do that. But for someone that's viewing and listening today and they want to gain some knowledge about your platform and what you're doing, where can they go and where can they go to sign up if they're interested?
Fantastic. Just visit our website. It's nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. It has a robust amount of information about who we are, about myself, and you can sign up using that website so you can be in our distribution list to continue to get updated because we got a lot of things in terms of our software that are under development, and we're going to be launching some new programs very soon.
I'm so excited for you. I've seen this kind of take shape over the last couple of years, and I just think that this time next year, you're really going to blow it out of the water, Shane.
I agree. I mean, this time next year, we could even have more, a clearer pathway, even in terms of dates or timeline of when we expect to go public, when we expect to schedule the IPO.
Okay. Well, listen, when you ring the bell, don't forget us little people over here at LA Talk Radio. We would love to cover that. I'd love to come over to the, I think they have a virtual studio now for New York Stock Exchange, right? It's a little smaller. Yes. I would love to be right out there cheering you guys on. That would be amazing.
Well, I would love for you to be there too. I mean, you're a huge part of this company, of the story and what we're doing to build it. As a matter of fact, you know, not just you, but everybody, you know, that's the beauty of what we're doing. We all will win on that day because we all will be shareholders. Everybody will have some stock. And that's what we're doing. We're helping to distribute this equity. We're sharing the stock. Okay. So when we ring that bell, we all gonna win together.
I love it. It's crowdfunding at its finest. I love it. Yeah. All right, you guys, go ahead and slate your name and where they can find you one more time, Shane, if they're looking to join your team.
My name is Shane Hyman, and you can find us at nextlevelglobalsolutions.com.
All right, you guys, check out Next Level. Check out Shane. Oh, I gave out your number, Shane. I don't know if they can see it.
That's fine. That's the business number. They can call. I'm accepting calls, too.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for sharing your 3-day weekend with us. We're going to keep a lookout for some new things that you're breaking through with the software. I'm excited to see where it goes. Do you have anything to plug for Michigan or are we waiting for that?
Yeah, we're going to wait on that for now, but just know that we got a lot of partnerships going. It's not just me Next Level. It's the partnerships that we're doing with established companies. Next Level is a startup, right? But we're bringing value to people who've been existing, people who've been working in governments, local and nationally, as well as other companies in tech and everything. So trust us, you know, you're going to want to be involved.
I'm so excited. And when are you coming back? I think you're going to be back in a few weeks with us. So let's definitely get me signed up. I'm surprised I haven't signed up already. So that's my bad, but we're going to write that wrong and get me signed up and walk the viewer and listener through that process so they can sign up as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Good to see you, Shane. And guys, that's Shane Hyman with Next Level Global Solutions. We'll see you soon, Shane.
Thanks, Monique. Always a pleasure.
Nice to see you. All right, guys. Shane Hyman, Next Level. So you know what? Here's the QR code. Let's do it like that. Scan the QR right there. Check him out and his team. They're doing some amazing things. In the financial space, you know, even things that I have an idea, but I'm still learning as I go. So let's bring on our next guest, shall we? We've got Jennifer McCray here. Jennifer, how's it going?
Hi, doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I think that you changed your background since the last time we've seen you. Did you paint? You have a paint job?
No, this is my boring old office.
Okay, I don't know why I thought it was a different color, but nice to see you again. And for those listeners and viewers who aren't familiar with you, why don't you go ahead and say who you are and give them a little background on what you're doing?
I'm Jennifer McCray. I'm a registered nurse and I've been working on several projects for the last year. Things are finally coming together, doing IV hydration infusion therapy and getting my certification for aesthetics for injectables, the Botox and Juvederm specifically. And we're also working on a treatment for jet lag, which hopefully will be coming soon, coming out for all the travelers.
Yes. Yes. Lovely. Lovely. Okay. So guys, I want to just give you, I'll go deeper into Jennifer's backstory here because I think it's good to understand how we got here. And you developed this brand in probably less than 12 months, I would say, but you would know better. How long did it take from idea conception to now, would you say?
I think originally it was 60 days and the concept has evolved over time. So it's kind of shifted focus a little bit.
Yeah.
But since the pandemic, of course, lots of people had to pivot and holistic medicine now seems to be in the forefront where we were doing lots of treatment after the fact. And now people are more interested and more focused on doing preventative medicine, which we haven't been focused on a whole lot for the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So Jennifer, she said she's a registered nurse and she was, you know, on the front lines with COVID, and in her area, it wasn't as vast because of the population that she's in. And so she still felt that she wanted to offer something different for the world. And it didn't look like what she was doing while in the pandemic. So she kind of had an aha moment for herself, right? I mean, I don't speak for you, yes. But you kind of decided, like you said, you wanted to pivot and do something more holistic, and in comes this infusion idea. And so when you said, you know, it's going to help with jet lag, I perked right up because I am walking jet lag. I mean, I am just, you know, circadian rhythm central, and I'm still dealing with stuff from my travels, you know, a couple months ago. And then right when I get back to normal, I'm leaving again. So it's like, I had a talk with my doctor and I realized, you know, I'm not going to be back to normal until I've truly done with the long hauls for months.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what would you say dealing with jet lag? What do you think about that?
Well, when you travel as much as you do, and not just travel, you know, traveling from one time zone to another, from West Coast to East Coast, that's only three time zones. And that can really throw you out of whack. You're traveling 12, 18, 24, 36 hours, and that really throws your body clock off. So our goal ultimately would be to be in airports and do kiosks or, you know, a place where you can come and do the treatment while you're at the airport to kind of help reset things.
Yeah.
So we're in the process of seeing which infusion works best in time frame. So are we talking a 15-minute infusion gets you right back, or are we talking something that takes an hour? That we don't know. We're doing some studies to see what works best. How to reset a time zone. Yeah. But I think it could be really huge.
Yeah, this is going to blow up. This is going to be amazing. I definitely want to be a guinea pig for your brand because, you know, I think that there's levels to, like, if you've ever been to the Vegas airport, guys, you see the oxygen kiosks and you're doing oxygen after you've partied, you know, they've got the hangover bus and all that in Vegas. This is something that can be all around the world, helping people at many different levels. Maybe good for when you know you're about to take a long haul flight, 10 plus hours, and you do the infusion and you've got something a little more relaxing so that they fall asleep, you know, easier.
Yes.
Or if you're trying to stay up, there's something that will kind of give you some energy. You know, I mean, there's so many ways you can go with this. I have a long haul March 25 through April 15. Okay. Well, I have multiple long hauls, but I will be gone again for the endemic, the third final installation of the pandemic series we've been doing. So I wonder, Jennifer, if you could do an experiment on me, you know, around that time zone, not to put you on the spot, but hey, I'm here to test out the therapies.
Well, and I've got that South Africa trip coming up in August. So
yes. And we've got that coming up so that we could, are you going to test it out on yourself?
Pardon?
You're going to test it out on yourself?
Maybe. It's, you know, it's not just it's not a load and go kind of thing. It's needs to be monitored sort of thing. So I can't just do it to myself. There really has to be somebody to monitor the procedure. So right. We'll see. But that, yes, yeah, we're working on a formula that I think could be really game changing.
Okay. Okay. Well, and we're being vague, you guys. Listen, we're being vague because she is absolutely in the startup phase and we don't want to give away all the magical, you know, ingredients to this thing, but I know that it's going to be something I can just envision it, Jen, in all the major airports and everywhere around the world.
That would be the ideal. And that is the goal. And, you know, if you can, excuse me, for something that takes so long to recover from a long haul trip, you know, it takes like a week to kind of get yourself going. And if you're a business traveler where you're doing those like back to back to back, you don't ever really recover. So my hope is that in a half an hour, we can kind of set you right and get things on a right track, because I think really a good sleep is invaluable and something that so many of us lack, myself included. And I'm not even traveling. Now that things are back on track with travel and people are really going at it with gusto again, I'd really like to get it going.
Well, this just makes me feel like you're getting one step closer. Where do you find yourself when it comes to, you know, filing the paperwork, getting the name, getting the logo? I mean, I know the answer to some of that, but for the viewers and listeners, when they're starting something in this medical space or wellness space or health space, what advice or tips would you give them? How has it been for you?
I mean, it's been some stops and starts. One of the things that I discovered in talking to people when I was first looking at this idea like 2 years ago, there are people in this space where I live. And there are people in this space pretty much everywhere. It's finding your niche that's important. And in talking to people, I was really amazed to find what some of the very specific niches are. I mean, one is like in Vegas to do the hydration for hangovers. Well, we have several universities here. That's absolutely something it could do. But there are also so many other different spaces. There's working with cancer patients. There's working with pregnant women who have hyperemesis. There's recovery for sports, the marathoners, you know, it's very vast and you can't do everything, but you need to focus. And in talking to people, it's like, what kinds of things would you need? Mm-hmm. What things have your family members needed? And just in my own circle of friends and family members, I found that they're utilizing it quite a bit for totally different reasons. So that's been, for me, the challenge is pinpointing what area I want to go into.
Yeah,
because there are people in this space already. Smart. There are brick and mortar companies. There are also mobile, and mine would be mobile. It's the lowest overhead and the most practical and the easiest to get started.
Yeah. Yeah. That's smart to, you know, asking those questions. And like I said, I think that I'd be a really good guinea pig for you before and after this other trip. You know, back pain has been my main issue. I just got, you know, some stuff that I'm working on for my back. You know, I just can't seem to recover from the travel with that. And anything that was ever wrong with my back, it just has come to apex right now. So, you know, my back, my posture, and then it pulls your energy, you know. So the sleeping thing is disrupted if your back is messed up, you know. So look, I say that and then I yawn. But I think that finding out
myself. So
what'd you say?
I'm a poor sleeper myself, and have suffered from that for a long time. I think shift work scheduling has really thrown things off. My life is a little more consistent now in terms of the time of day scheduling, but it doesn't take very much to throw it off. So it can relate.
Yeah. Well, you know, do you see it going in an even bigger direction? I mean, you know, these long haul flights now, Singapore Airlines, shout out to them, United Emirates, shout out to them. These airlines, British Airways too, I guess, and KLM, you know, United. So in their first class, business class section, maybe there is room for your treatment on the aircraft. Would there be room for something like that?
We have thought about that, talked about that. One thing that might be doable right off is to go to the lounge. Yeah. So to go to the lounges, because they are a little more set up for some of that stuff. But yeah, I mean, my ideal would be, yes, we can have a crew on the plane.
Wow.
If it's an 18-hour flight.
Right.
I don't know that we couldn't do 400 people. Certainly, we don't have the, you wouldn't have enough people or equipment to do that. But certainly, you could get through 20.
Yeah.
20 people. So those are things that it's like we're going to, you know, start small and hopefully go global and go really big, because that would be, that's the goal. But we think, you know, think globally, work locally, and that's where we are right now.
Yeah. I like that saying. I like that saying.
Those are all things that we're talking about and looking at, and some of it's logistics. Can you get licensed to do that? How do you have to be licensed here in a state? Well, we have somebody who's licensed in the state. How does it work if you're doing it internationally? So those are other things that are important, nitpicky little details. Can we even do that?
Yeah. Business logistics are time consuming and expensive, but if you have a team that's efficient and you delegate, you can get through some of that stuff. And I think that you've got, from what you were telling me offline, you've got a pretty good team. For anyone that's putting something like this together, what should they look for in a partner, business partner, team member when they're building out their brand, like something like this, would you say?
Well, my partner is a doctor and is he's a big picture person, but he's also a focused person and detail oriented. I am not so detail oriented. I'm a big picture person. So finding people that fill the needs, you can't have five people that only look at details, because it, as important as that is, it doesn't work, because somebody has to say, whoa, okay, how do all of these things fit in to the big picture, to what our goal is? Yeah. Somebody has to focus on the minutiae, and that's not me. And somebody needs to be able to look and see how the pieces fall into place. And that seems to be more a role that I have taken on.
Yeah.
And then you need somebody who's in between.
Right. That's smart. That's good advice.
That's harder, but everybody kind of has a role to fill that we all naturally do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need a numbers person. That's not me. You need somebody who's a people person, who's outgoing and can do the talking for you. That's probably not your numbers person.
Yeah, you're right. And you hit on something important. I realized recently, like, I can't do it all. Okay. Nor do I want to. I'm looking at this pile of paperwork and I'm like, that is not my vibe. I need to have a wine or just, you know, or coffee, either way could go, to get through that stuff. I just don't care for it. I want to be out doing other things, but you know, you have to get through it until you can get someone to delegate it to. So you're hitting on really great points. If someone wanted to come aboard and invest or become a part of your team or wanted to see more about your project, where could they find you? How could they inquire?
I'm on Instagram at The Real Airsick RN. And yes, and hopefully, and that it meant something else 5 years ago, and now it means something completely different, but it works.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
And hopefully we will have something up and running, specifically brand related, that people can look into. We have a landing page to do, just to describe what this is. And I really feel in my soul that this is a huge, huge opportunity that I'm really hoping to expand to other people. You know, franchise, baby. We're looking at franchise.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be a part of this, starting off as a guinea pig, but I want to be involved on the back end with you, so, or behind the scenes. So stay tuned. We're going to reveal some logos soon. We've got some preliminary logos, right, Jen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Happy with them? Yes.
Yes. All right, you guys, that's Jennifer McCray. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy your half a day off, hopefully, or tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
I'll see you really soon.
Start the busy week again. Yes.
I know. But I'll see you really soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. There's Jen. All right, guys. that, yeah, I think that Jennifer is on to something really, really big. And I think it's going to help a lot of people, including myself. And I will put myself through it because I trust what she's into. I really kind of have been there with her. And I've helped her with the logo, but don't tell anyone. That's what I love. I have a passion for it, you guys. All right. I think we're going to shift gears now. Is Dr. Marty in the house? Do we have Dr. Marty here? Oh, no, not yet. Okay. That's all right. We're going to wait for her to log on. And guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, give me a follow, will you? At the Startup with Monique LeRae. If you want, you can follow my personal page, Monique LeRae Stinson. That's just my personal thoughts and personal opinions. So if you want to stay more business-sided, I treat everything like compartments. So if you want the more personal me and my opinions and all that, that's my page, right? But for business and supporting other brands, at the Startup with Monique LeRae, I do not mix the two very much. You won't see my opinions on that page. It's just about business and entrepreneurs. Cap Aquarius Media is my media page, and that's also to push some media and placement brands there. So yeah, that's what's going on. And let me just check in with Dr. Marty. It's a busy weekend. Everybody, it's a three-day weekend. Shout out to our sponsors, La Casa del Camino, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and Next Level Global Solutions came on board to be one of our sponsors. And you just met Shane. So thank you so much for standing by the show. And we're a small and mighty show, but we're still here. And that's it, right? So guys, tell me what you think about our trailer for the Pandemic Project. It's won 9 nominations and wins all across the world, all around the world. If you go to YouTube and type in these four words, the Pandemic Project documentary, you're going to see it pop up. Myself in the middle and my two castmates, Gentry Stanley and CJ Lysette. And actually, I have the QR code right here. So if you guys want to scan this code. Okay. Scan this code and take a look at the trailer. Let me know. All right. So we'll wait a few more minutes for Dr. Marty. Maybe she got a little busy. But guys, you know, we also are looking at some things to promote for Oscars week. So we have a couple brands that we've got locked down. We're really excited. It's going to be on Monday, March 6th in Beverly Hills. It's a lead up event. Talent agents and PR agents support it. And it's great. It's a great space for brands to showcase, you know, what they have, what their offerings are in front of celebrities and influencers. So if you're interested in that, if you have a product or service and you want to come to LA and mingle with some celebrities, give us a shout. My email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we are, you know, really excited. I guess we're about 2 weeks away now. Can't believe it's already going to be March. So yes, what else? I want to give a shout out to, yes, let's give a shout out to Leah Solberg at Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find it at www.michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. La Casa del Camino for your staycation here in Southern California. If you want to get away from LA or San Diego, we're right smack dab in the middle of Laguna Beach. www.lacasadelcaminohotel.com. Shout out to Felton and his team. And we're just excited to be here for one more week. So we'll catch up with Dr. Marty, you know, next week. She's probably busy slaying dragons and saving the world. Guys, check her out. We have a new teaser, a little sizzle reel up on YouTube called Ungun, the Dr. Marty K. Casey Project. So tongue-tied today. Give that a like, okay? I think you guys are really going to love it. And shout out to her. We'll see her really soon. And we'll catch up and see all the amazing things that she's doing. But I know you guys are going to enjoy the sizzle reel. And that's it. All right, Sam, I think that's it, unless she's logging on.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.